Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome back to our program, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And let's get some calls coming in here about what your plans are for the Memorial Day weekend and just see how we're all going to have fun here. Oh, we got a caller already, Andy in Texas. Welcome to the show, Andy. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call. You know, at the top of the hour when you first started talking, you were saying we should give thanks to the people who gave their lives for our freedom. I take a little contestant to that because I'm a veteran and I've seen a lot of stuff and I've been around the country and around the world a little bit. And I take a little contestant to that because you and your awesome wisdom, you already said that all wars are banker wars. And,
yes.
And who do the bankers work for? They work for the New World Order and corporations. You know, Smedley Butler was talking about it. So every war that we've ever been in, there was no threat to our country. None whatsoever.
Yeah, but that's the bankers and the government. The reason I say that we should be, mindful and remembering the people who died in the wars is because they went to those wars believing in this nation, believing in the Constitution, believing that they were doing the morally right thing. And again, as I said, it's entirely possible that, you know, had they known what this country was going to turn into, they might not have bothered.
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm not knocking you for it. I just take a little contestment to that because, yeah, everybody should mourn the people who died because they didn't know what they were up to. But, you know, what was going on, they just followed mm-hmm. orders exactly like I did, you know, so I get it. But the point is that every war that we've ever been in was the advancement of the New World Order. And then we get all the way up, you know, let's go all the way to Desert Storm and then let's jump to 9/11. So we didn't have an enemy. Nobody's ever attacked us on our own soil. So what do? Well, they use Saudi Arabia, Israel,
well,
and themselves to
wait
blow
a minute,
up.
Wait a minute. Japan did okay. attack U.S. soil in Hawaii. Now, yes, Roosevelt goaded them into it, but we have suffered
at
least one attack.
Oil.
Huh?
They embargoed their oil, just like they put out the Lusitania. The Germans said, don't get on the ship. We know what's on it. We're going to blow you up. They got us into the First World War. Second World
yes.
War, we embargoed the oil from Japan, which is very important for, you know, Japan needs their oil. So we goaded them into the war. So our government is, they always have this plan, and it was always been the New World Order. I think since 1913 there had been a plan. And before that, I mean, 1909, I think it was, the Jekyll Island thing, where they came together and decided they needed this Federal Reserve stuff. So what I'm saying is that every war has been an advancement for the New World Order. They've gotten everything that they wanted out of it. But then when you get to 9/11, now all of a sudden... we get the Patriot Act, I don't know, minutes after 9/11. I know it was a couple of days, but they already had that thing written up. And what does it do? It's a Patriot Act. Well, there's nothing patriot about it. It turns us into enemy combatants. If we don't, George Bush Jr. there, George W., he's the guy who came out and said, if you're not with us, you're with the enemy. You're with the terrorists and
yes.
whatnot. And then they... Yeah, and there was several things that went on. You know, they were busting people who were talking stuff behind them. You know, Marvin Bush was in charge of the security at the World Trade Center for the longest time, and an uninstigated 2-week hiatus where they wouldn't let anybody in there as he was the security person. I mean, all of this stuff just plays together. Everything has been an advancement of the. So basically, what I'm saying is the military has been used like a crazy old woman that people loved or whatnot. It's been used simply because we're order followers when you're in the military. I've been in the military 8 years, and I know you have to follow your orders. And, you know, and that thing, that one little statement that, you know, if it's an unconstitutional order, you don't have to follow it. Nobody ever stood up to that. So now we have a domestic,
Lieutenant Aaron Watata did.
Well, yeah, okay, so we got a couple of stragglers that said, forget it, I'm not doing it, and whatnot. And there's a lot of other people that since then like this take-your-shot stuff. But what I'm getting at is the point that we are following orders. But we all took an oath to the Constitution to defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Okay, we never had a foreign We never had a foreign enemy that really actually invaded our country. We know that Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the United States did 9/11. It's not like we don't know that. Andy,
I hear what you're saying, but you do need to maybe go back and reread your history. Because there was that situation where a foreign enemy did march into Washington, D.C. and set fire to the White House. Only it wasn't white at the time. It was kind of a pale blue.
Okay, and so what did we do to them?
Eventually, we kicked them all out and repainted the White House, and life went on. But, you know, this absolute flat declaration that we've never been invaded. And personally, I agree with, like, Tom in Florida. We're being invaded right now across that southern border.
Well, I was coming to that.
Okay.
So, but the whole process here is that our entire military has been advancing the New World Order, unbeknownst to the military. We didn't know we were doing that when we were doing the things we're doing because we're order followers, and we didn't follow any charisma. Now we have a domestic enemy, and where are all the military and the ex-military and the veterans and this, that, and the other? Where are all these people at now that we have a domestic enemy? We did raise our hand that we would defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we have a domestic enemy now, and there's nothing going on. We're sitting here.
That we know of.
You got 9/11. Look at Stuart Rhodes. He just got 18 years for doing nothing.
Yeah,
you know
he wasn't even in the Capitol building. No acts of violence, no acts of property destruction. You know, they just said, well, you know, he had bad thoughts about the government. Well, I think the vast majority of Americans these days, are not exactly in love with our current government. I'm certainly one of them.
Well, that's the thing, is that there's several people out there that could do something about this, but we're afraid now because January 6th was a big thing. I don't care if anybody thinks that or not. January 6th was a good deterrent to people who want to stand up against things. And then you start seeing...
They're doing what they're doing here. But you know, the example I like to use is Romania's revolution brought Ceausescu down. 2 weeks before it all happened, if you'd been walking around Romania, you would have said, well, the people seem happy. Everything seems kind of calm. And then all of a sudden there was a sporting event that turned into a spontaneous political rally. And 2 weeks later, Ceausescu was machine gunned to death on Romanian national TV. If something like that happens here in the United States, it could happen just that fast. And I don't think that we should confuse silence with a lack of concern among our veterans and our ordinary citizens. I hear a lot of people talking tough around here. And, I do try and throw cold water on there because I really don't think a civil war or a violent revolution is the way to go here. But the anger is palpable.
Well, but will we be having a civil war? Now, let's go to that southern border, okay? So I've seen some reports of a lot of military-aged men. They came up here, and they're being put on separate buses. They're not getting on Greyhounds. They're not getting to the airport. They're not going anywhere. They're getting on white buses and headed to a secret base, a base that's just around the corner.
Yeah, I noticed those unmarked white buses, yes.
Yeah, and so these are military-aged men going over there. And so maybe they're getting their hunting license, so to speak, for the American people. And when this thing is finally over with, we're going to have pods of people everywhere around the country. Notice that they're all ending up around the country. New York, DeSantis is sending them to Martha's Vineyard. So is Abbott. Everybody's sending these people all around the country and stuff. You want to think, well, hey, they're just trying to get back at the Democrats for letting this border be open. Maybe they're actually sending people up to caches of weapons and stuff. Maybe they're really setting us up for a big-time takeover here, and people really need to realize this. We're not living in Kansas anymore. We simply went to the land of Oz. And now we're stuck in the land of Oz right now because nobody really knows what's going on. And the sad part is when we finally find out what's going on, what in the heck is going to happen?
Yep. Okay, well, Andy, thank you very much for the phone call here. And we're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I got an alert for anybody who went to Charlottesville in 2017. You wouldn't believe it. But Soros has deposited $1 million into all these DAs and prosecutors into their campaign funds.
Yeah.
Now they're going after still Charlottesville people. The first one that was arrested was a fellow named Ryan from Vermont. And what they got him on was intimidating someone with fire. And what that was an old Klan law when they used to have the burning cross.
Yep.
They got, it's a fifth class felony, but they brought him in for that. And they're going to look in for all of them. So those tiki torches, are they imitating, what they're saying, they're intimidating with fire.
Yeah. No, the previous caller was right. The reason the January 6th protesters are being treated the way they are is to basically send a message to the American people. Don't you dare stand up to the dictator.
George Soros doesn't want anybody standing up. That's why he's going after Charlottesville. 2017, look how many years that was.
Yep.
They're still doing it. So, okay, one other thing I had to say. At the end of the callers yesterday, you were talking about how Donald Trump didn't do anything for the election integrity.
Yeah.
I got to remind you, Donald Trump did do something. He put Mike Pence in charge with Homeland Security. And he let Mark Pence to take care of the voting.
Well, all Department of Homeland Security did. All the Department of Homeland Security did was go on out and check the computers and say, yeah, the computers seem to be working. They didn't examine the software. They didn't examine anything. Basically, Donald Trump, he had promised he was going to set up an independent commission to check out the honesty and accuracy of the American elections, and he didn't. He basically said he punted it over to DHS, and he paid the price for it in 2020.
And Mike Pence, you know, lied to him because he said, everything's just fine and dandy. He didn't know that Mike Pence was going to be such a traitor to him. That's
yeah.
The problem Donald Trump had. There's so many traitors around him.
Yep.
He couldn't trust
I'm
anybody.
I'm sure Donald Trump is not going to be as naive as he was during his first term.
Well, I hope not. I can't vote for him, though, but because Kelso threw me off his program. He said, I don't even want you voting for Trump. I said, okay, I won't.
No, that's election interference right there.
Yeah, that's what he told me. He said, don't even vote for Trump. You know what he's mad at me about? Because I said that Zelensky was a Jew. That's
okay.
Why I got thrown off his program.
Yeah, some people get really touchy about that subject.
Oh, I'm telling you, you say Jew around him. His head explodes.
Okay.
But anyway, I just wanted to mention that. But Charlottesville, be careful. Anybody was there holding a tiki torch, you might be intimidating someone. Of course, when the Black Lives Matter burns buildings, that's not intimidating anyone.
Yeah, true. You know what? That's a mostly peaceful protest.
Yeah, you got a little tiki torch. Oh, that's intimidation. That's how crazy this world is.
Yeah.
So, and Andy, I want to give you a message. Please don't call every program on RBN on Saturday. You don't have to call everyone. Enough is enough, you know? Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dave in Maryland. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How you doing today, brother?
I'm glad it's the end of the week, and I'm looking forward to a three-day holiday.
Yeah, nice Memorial Day. I just wanted to follow up, man. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. I like your show. You're cool. If I came off like an a-hole, I wasn't trying to, man, but I just get passionate about some of this stuff. Like, I really, like, I care. And, but,
well, you know what Kierkegaard said, you know, nothing great is accomplished without passion.
I got you, man. I just wanted to call back. I wanted to follow up because I didn't want to come off like I was, like, hating or anything. But I just get really passionate about some of this stuff, especially when it includes people that are still, I feel like they're brainwashed by Trump. And it's like, how could you at this point not see that he's not on our side? But everybody works on their own plane and level, and it's fine. But at the end of that day, like I said, I just wanted to follow up. It's nothing against you, man. I think you're cool. I've been following your channel for years, and I respect you, and I think, you know, you're doing a good job, but it just sometimes when I hear stuff, it bothers me a little bit. But as a man, I just wanted to follow up. I didn't want to leave it off like, oh, like, F you, Mike. Nah,
well, I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that. And, you know, hypothetical question, okay? Let's say that somebody waves a magic wand and the 2024 elections are going to be accurate, verifiable, and honest. Who would you like to see as president?
Kanye West. Like, nah, he's okay. Sold out, too. I'm not kidding. No, but, Mike, my whole thing is I don't think any of the elections were ever, like, honest and representative of the people. That's what
I
think.
Oh, yeah. It's been a big problem. Now, I have an article where I've suggested a way to have honest elections, and I'm not saying it's foolproof, but it's going to make fraud very, very difficult to carry out and very, very obvious when it's being done.
I got you. And to that point, it's not even that the election system is fraudulent. It's the characters that they're putting in there that are fraudulent. Mm-hmm. Like all these people, they're not able to. They wouldn't have these people in positions of power if they're not blackmailed and, like, come on, able to be controlled.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, Mike, hey, keep up the good work, man. I keep following your Republic Broadcasting is amazing. You at least gave me a chance to speak my voice, and I appreciate that. And that's all we can do in this country as of right now. So anyway, other than that, and Mike in the control room was cool. Everybody there, hey, listen, I appreciate it, Mike. I hope you have a good day. I'm going to go barbecue some chicken right now real quick. And
all right.
I hope everybody
happy
else
barbecuing.
Has an amazing, wonderful day. Hey, later, Mike. Have a good day, bro. Later,
all right,
man.
Same to you. Have a good, safe weekend here. And also, I understand you made a donation to RBN. Thank you very much for that as well. So let's see. We're now going to go to Tom in Florida. And, Tom, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, hey, Mike, happy Memorial Day. You know, Mike, before I go to the last caller here, I just want to say Laura made a great call, and Laura's right. You say one the schmuck word around Kelso, and you're booted off his show. But he, you know, but you can't say none about on that show. So nobody basically even calls his show because they say one thing about a schmuck. You're the biggest anti-Semite in the world, and hey, man, I like to say I'm a Jew for Jesus. Here, Mike, here's what I'm going to go with now. The last caller,
okay.
He said Kanye West, but I could have swore yesterday when you kept asking him the question, he wouldn't answer it. I thought he was going to say Larry Hogan. I thought the guy would want Larry Hogan. And, you know, for him to say that Donald Trump's that bad, I hate to remind him, look at the gas prices under Donald Trump. Look at the food prices. We were kept out of war, like one caller called in yesterday and made great points. And this guy's bashing. I never heard a guy from New Jersey bashing Biden.
Okay, Tom, you seem to be cutting in and out, and I'm not sure about our connection here.
Hold on, Mike. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, so, yeah, Mike, I just, you know, I'm perplexed with this guy that just called because, you know, he said Kanye West. Come on, we got to be practical here. Donald Trump is already a president. Mike, let me ask you, Mike, what other man in your lifetime have you ever heard said he'd do Operation Wetback on steroids if he becomes president again? Well, did any other candidate can ever say that? Well, I don't even think Ron DeSantis will say that. Ron DeSantis did say today, though, the border will be sealed off of these president, and they will be deported. All the illegal
Tom,
here says,
Tom, I got to put you on hold. Yeah. Do not hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Democrats want to regulate the Supreme Court. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. So Democrat lawmakers want to regulate the Supreme Court, a separate and equal branch of government. As a constitutional originalist, I take issue with this concept as a whole, but as a human being with a little common sense, I take issue with the particulars. The U.S. Constitution gave Congress the authority to establish any necessary courts beneath the Supreme Court, but that's where congressional authority ends. The Senate Judiciary's Subcommittee on Federal Courts Oversight, Agency Action, and Federal Rights wants to mandate that justices recuse themselves if they have a financial connection to the case. Using that same logic, no member of Congress should ever be allowed to vote on any bill that they have a financial connection to. But if that were to happen, then how would Congress maintain their ability to become millionaires at a rate over 10 times higher than the rest of the population? Congress, regulate yourselves effectively, then maybe we can talk about allowing you to assume power over the only branch of government that ever keeps you in check at all. And if you own firearms, you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market, according to Pew Pew Tactical, and save 10% with the code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Tom, take it away.
Well, yeah, hey, Mike. Like I was saying, though, Mike, the last caller talking about Trump, but, you know, Donald Trump's the only guy I can remember will say Operation Wetback number 2. Everybody's going back to their country origin. DeSantis is going to build a wall. He's basically saying kind of like the same thing. But we have a guy that's promising the American public, we're not going to allow an invasion of our country. You're going to go back to your country origin. You're going to stay in line. You're going to make your own country better. We're going to pump money on your country so you can stay in your own country so you don't have to come over here. Okay? Because they predominantly don't want to look. They don't care about our history, our cultural identity. They want to keep their common language if they could. We don't need that here. And Andy made a wonderful call, too, as far as why they're sending these illegals all over the place. What?
Yes.
Like Andy said, maybe they have camps for these people to pick up weaponry against American citizenry. So I think Andy made a good point there.
I want to see documentation on that claim. It's a grain of salt time on that one.
Okay, right. I agree on that, too, Mike. But, Mike, I really called your show, like I told Mike. I called your show because I wanted to talk what's going on with Target and this Bud Light nonsense. These people are losing billions of dollars. And how dare Bud Light, Augusta Bush was the one that founded Budweiser, correct?
Yes.
And I remember reading a story about him. He was a very conservative man. He was very tight with his money. But his grandkids got the money and all that. It's just like this, a lot of these Jews with the Nickelodeon machines in Hollywood, they got filthy rich and they became pedophiles and homosexuals. But the families back in the turn of the century, Mike, those dudes are very...
I don't think getting rich makes you gay. Okay? Well, sorry, homosexuality is genetically mediated. You know, but, if somebody wants to send me a few $1 million and then check back in a year and see if I've gone gay, I'm willing to offer myself up for that experiment.
Mike, I have no problem with that, actually. I mean, if that's what they want to do, that's their life. But I'm saying the conservative, the people who found the wealth and the fortunes, they were very conservative people. And, you know, the kids really never had the kids and the grandkids never had to work for the money. So, of course, you know, hey, it's free money, and I can go spend, and I can have all these licky-kissy-touchy ideas and ideologies. And I believe the grandparents of these people are turning in their graves, because that's not what they – I don't believe they intended that money to be spent on. But, you know, that's here nor there. But here, Mike. So,
well, let me intrude here for just a second. Part of the problem is that there's something called guilt syndrome, where people who suddenly become very, very wealthy – there's a demon voice in their mind saying, do I really deserve it? And then they start feeling that they need to do something to justify being that rich and powerful. And sometimes they grab onto some really loony ideas.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, Mike, I hope Joe or Jim call in today, because Joe's perspective and Jim from New York, I hope those guys finally call in. I haven't heard from them for a while. And, of course, Sebastian in Sweden, I'd like to know what's going on over there. But I also got to say this, Mike. I'm looking at DeSantis right now. I don't think he's making the right move by running for president. However, if he does, it's fine. I think he should stay the governor, because if we need to get another crazy Democrat governor in the state of Florida, the Democrats keep power. They're going to flood Florida with all these illegals. I mean, DeSantis is keeping them out. He's basically saying, you're not coming to this state. You're staying out of here. And so we'll see how that plays out during the selection.
Well,
period,
there's another possibility here, and that is that Ron DeSantis is hoping to demonstrate that he can capture enough of the GOP vote where he would be the ideal running mate for Donald Trump. I think DeSantis' he'd like to be president, obviously, but I think his real objective is the vice presidency.
I hope you're right, Mike, and I think that would be a great scenario. I think that's exactly what I'm praying happens, that Trump and DeSantis are on the ticket together. I hope somebody's listening, RNC, and that's how this has got to go down. And if they can do that, they can probably hold the presidency for 20 years, the Republican Party. They have to do this. They can't be infighting. They don't need this infighting, nonsensical, imbecilic stuff, not what the country's facing right now. They don't need it, Mike. We need to unite around this, around our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our Declaration of Independence. The gun is, like John Adams said, with the gun, you're a citizen. Without a gun, you'll become the subject. Look at a lot of these countries in Latin America, or Hispanic America, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, Mike, we just got to rally around that kind of philosophy that you're throwing out there. It's got to happen like that, because if not, Mike, I see this country going into a CW, Mike. And Andy hit on some very tough things to talk about, but he could be onto something there, and I hope it doesn't work out like that, Mike, but we'll see. I hope DeSantis and Trump work something out, and they can unite like Bush did with Reagan. We need something like that.
Reagan, there's another possibility, and it was talked about before, these young military age men being allowed across the border may be the army that we're going to send against Russia in Europe.
Mike, I just don't buy that, because there's no way you're going to send a bunch of Mexicans against the Russian army. Not with the supersonic missiles they got and all their artillery they got. Come on, you got nuclear warheads in Russia that are three times more than the United States. We really want to pick a fight with a bear?
Well, you're forgetting the lesson of Vietnam, because, you know, the U.S. had air superiority all over the place, but in the end it came down to having boots on the ground to capture and hold territory. Anyway, Tom, I got to let you go.
I don't think white people should be fighting each other, Mike. I don't think the white Americans should be fighting white.
Okay,
white
Tom, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials.
You got it. Thank
512-248-8252. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mike in Brazil. Mike, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, are you hearing me?
Yes, you are on the air.
Okay. I heard you earlier, maybe 5 minutes ago, you were talking about the Romanian Revolution.
Yes.
I was married to a Romanian woman, and I was there in, what was the year, was in 1989 until 1990, and I can tell you exactly what happened. It
Please
had
do.
Nothing to do with any sporting event, Mike. Nothing to do with any sporting event. What happened was, I think I explained that to you before, if I'm not wrong, if my memory is not cheating on me. Okay, what happened was that there was a pastor called Laszlo Turkish. He was a Hungarian pastor, okay? He was a Romanian Hungarian, okay?
Okay.
He was living in Romania. He was Hungarian. So they arrested the guy because he spoke badly about the president. And that very minute, The entire building of this guy was surrounded by angry mob demanding the release of the pastor. So what happened was the news spread out throughout the country, including Bucharest, which is the capital, okay? And I was there. I can vouch for this, okay?
Okay.
I can vouch for this. I'm not making this up. So what happened was the news got spread all over the country, and that's how it all started. Okay, it had nothing to do with yes, sir.
Yes. Well, I stand corrected. But how long was it between the arrest of this individual and Ceausescu being executed?
Okay, I can tell you this, okay? He was on December the 24th, he boarded a helicopter, which was waiting for him on top of the ministry, whatever the ministry that was, okay? And he flew off, okay? And after about 200 kilometers, that's about 120 miles, the pilot of the helicopter said, I can't go any further than this because they're going to shoot me down. So he paused the helicopter and let the guy out. And then what happened afterwards, he got a guy, a taxi driver, and asked him how would he feel to give him a ride to the nearest city. Okay, which I'm not even going to try to replicate the name of it because it's very difficult. Okay, so the guy said, sure, hop in. So they got the guy, and Ceausescu put his hand on the guy's leg. And the guy felt very uncomfortable. And he said, sir, don't do this with me. And he retrieved his hand, and after that, this guy, the taxi driver, stopped in front of a police station, okay, in that city. It's, I think the name of it is Pitevsky, something like this.
Okay.
Okay, and he was taken into custody in that very moment, okay? He was taken into custody, and he was executed in the same place. He was not executed in Bucharest. He was executed in Pitevsky.
Okay.
I'm not even going to try to pronounce this. But anyway, I was married to a Romanian woman, okay, whom I brought to the United States, and we lived very happily until she decided to betray me, and then we broke up, okay? But that's another story for another day. So, it had nothing to do with any sporting event. There was no sporting event.
Okay, well, I think the story that I heard, you know, is that, you know, the eruption of opposition to Ceausescu happened all across the country, and maybe I got a story that was written by somebody who saw, history gets very fuzzy about these things. But, I'll try and be more accurate about this. But the point is, it did happen very rapidly. And, again, the idea was that up until the arrest of this individual, just looking at the general population, you would have thought everything was doing fine.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. You're absolutely correct on this one, okay? The guy was taken into custody in that city and then brought in front of a martial court, and he was sentenced to death, and he was executed the very same day. And I know the guy who fired the first shots, okay? He was a sergeant in the army, and I know him very well. He fired the first shots, and then the rest of the guys followed suit and fired the remaining shots. And the guy was a bastard. Well, I can tell you that. I don't know what your feelings are about Ceausescu, but what I can tell you is this, that the guy was Satan incarnated. Okay, that's what I can tell you. Everybody was so afraid of talking about him that, you know, it's like everybody was like probably living like in North Korea. Only in North Korea. He probably borrowed the system from North Korea. Because I can't imagine anybody being killed because you disagree with the president. I cannot imagine that. You know, it's just... So, anyway, what I'm trying to say is that Romania went through a... Now it's worse than before, okay? They have oligarchs. They have oligarchs, multimillionaires. One of them paid $1 million to Joe Biden's son. Are you aware of that?
No, I was not.
Yeah, the guy paid $1 million to Joe Biden's son. So you can imagine the scandal that will erupt, because eventually it's going to come out. Okay, eventually it's going to come out. But I found this out on a very difficult website to find. And the guy is, what can I tell you? He was trying to, make good with the President of the United States. So he paid him.
Okay.
And, well, he's not the only one. He did the same thing with this guy. What's his name? Zelensky. He did the same thing with Zelensky. So it's not something unique. But anyway, Mike, let me let you go because I've taken a big chunk of your time, and I'm sure there are a lot of people online. But anyway, remember this. It had nothing to do with any sporting event. Okay? Remember
all
this.
All right. I'll remember that.
Okay. Take care now, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to go back to Dave in Maryland. And Dave, normally we have a one call per caller per day rule, but I understand you had a comment for Tom.
Yes, exactly. And I'll be quick. Tom, I'm not trying to push any narratives about anything or any of these presidents. I could care less. What did Trump say? Bring them in by the biggest numbers ever legally. That's what he was pushing. And what do you think's happening right now? They're coming in by the biggest numbers ever legally. The whole 42 shutdown of the border was because it was Trump that shut down the country because of a fake whatever virus that he worked with Bill Gates for. I'm not pushing any agenda. Trust me, I don't support any of these assholes. But it's like, come on. Like, that's the reason why they're coming in right now by the biggest numbers ever legally because of Donald Trump, the New York Democrat liberal. All right, and I'm not trying to push no agenda, Mike, Eric, whatever. And I just, all right, cool. All right, thanks for taking my call again, Mike. Have a good day, brother. All right, later,
all right,
bro.
Thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to JR in Georgia. Hello, JR. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I haven't called your show in a while, Mike. Been a long time. But first and foremost, let me say this in regard to the upcoming weekend is my thoughts and prayers are with the listeners on this show who've lost loved ones and will be remembering this weekend. I hope God is with you and he shows you mercy and grace. And that's all I have to say about that. But what I'm going to keep to the subject matter that I told Mike I was going to talk about this upcoming Republican primary. It appears to me that the RNC is trying to flood the field in an attempt to draw votes away from Trump if he's even eligible to run, if he's not indicted on a federal felony charge. Because apparently the governor from North Dakota and Chris Christie are supposedly going to announce their campaign runs within the next week or so.
Okay.
I'm not a Trump supporter. I voted for Trump twice, but I'm not a Trump supporter. And I will not be in the future unless he wins, absolutely wins out through the primary. And I will obviously then be voting for the last of the poisons. But that gentleman, Mr. Trump, is a liar, a narcissist, and a deceiver. Not only in regards to the COVID vaccine and the warp speed issue, but that individual also made the statement about confiscating guns without due process. And I'm sure there's a lot of listeners who have forgotten about that. Go back and research it and look. He's a chameleon. He's the scorpion that wants to ride on the frog's back.
Okay.
He will do and say whatever he needs to do and say to win favoritism.
Okay, now I want to clarify Trump's comment on the guns, because he wasn't talking about all guns. He said he wanted to take guns away from certain individuals deemed to be dangerous. Okay, and I think there's a tremendous difference there.
Well, the difference is that was what he was specifically talking about was red flag laws.
Yes.
And he said the hell with due process. That's his words, Mike.
No, I understand that, but you see, the red flag laws, for me, that's kind of a gray area. There are people who shouldn't have access to guns, the people on psychotropic medications, people with known mental illness, it's a gray area, and I think in some cases it's necessary.
Okay, well, that's a subject matter that we're probably not going to ever agree upon.
And no,
I'll let another caller get on here. Thank you for your time, Mike.
All right, we're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I sent you an email.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, but once again, the United States government, the taxpayer, you, you're funding LGBTQ. And not only that, but, you know, there are certain things within this whole, you know, LGBTQ being as equal as everybody else, which is not wrong. That's not wrong. But the government gets to expand some of its things it's able to do, like promote expanded federal data collection.
Yes.
Now, when I read that, the first thing I thought, well, look what they're doing. They're openly going to expand federal data collection on individuals through did you read what it said?
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy stuff, Mike.
Yeah.
Like, who comes up with this stuff? You know, subverting the United States Constitution, subverting it. And they're doing it right in front of people, and they're doing it with those people's tax dollars. Mike, would you believe that people are putting up with this?
I would say, looking at the public reaction to Bud Light, Disney, Target, and probably soon Walmart, people aren't putting up with this. You know, it's just reached a point where people are just, disgusted. And,
yep.
You know, it's not that we have a problem with people who are LGBTQ. We have a problem with it just being shoved in our faces constantly, not to mention, you know, in our public schools indoctrinating our children. That's what we have the issue with.
Yes. And you're absolutely right on all fronts. But what if I were to say that someone slipped something into a bill that enabled companies to write those losses off?
Well, that would certainly explain why these companies seem willing to risk sales to 93% of the population in order to cater to just 7% of the population, which is the LGBTQ. And especially the transgenders. I mean, the number of people in the United States who are transgender is less than 1% of the population.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, but here's the thing. You know, it's the identity politics, right?
Yes.
You know, liberals love this sort of thing, and politicians in general. it's the whole, you know, the warmongering, power seekers, you know, divide and conquer. But the funny thing is once again, the divide and conquer is on the taxpayer's dime. This is happening up here in Canada as well, Mike.
Yes.
I mean, make no mistake about it. It's just in the United States, it's more open. I keep saying this, and I have to keep saying this because it's true. For all of its warts and pimples.
Okay, Al, I got to put you on hold.
The United States is still the best country in the on the planet.
Okay, Al, I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show. Last segment on this Friday here, and Al in Canada, we're getting close to the end of the show, so I need you to wrap up so I can grab some more calls.
Yeah, so basically what I'm saying is this whole LGBTQ thing, and I mean it's right there in the White House, right, is tax-funded, and what it has actually done is it's allowed the government to overstep once again, you know, into other people's lives, and one of them is to promote expanded federal data collection. And
yes,
the United States taxpayer is funding this. They're funding their own demise. I mean, this sort of thing flies in the face of the United States Constitution. And what? And I've said it before. For all its warts and pimples, United States, I mean, it's... That's why this stuff is out in the open. That's why people, you know, can access this information and why it's always in the news with what's going on in the United States. If the United States wasn't important, Mike, you would have a CBC and be named Canada. You have a good one. Have a good weekend, Mike. I hope you all
have a good weekend. Same to you. Have a good weekend. Francis in North Carolina, what's on your mind? I guess we lost Francis. So let's go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, young man.
Oh, Francis. Okay. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. And a big shout to Ms. Claire. A few quick things. One, if there's any documentation I hand over from alphabet soup agencies like the FBI and so forth, they're going to have that thing all splashed with black spaces and all that, that was almost unintelligible or whatever the case is. So I find that to be like, okay, right, sure. It's pretty crazy. As far as, well, everything else in the world is concerned, I'm just playing it by ear and seeing what happens because it's just getting ridiculous. So with that, have a fun weekend and play hard.
All right, thank you. And Dan in Washington, what's on your mind?
I think what the last caller was saying, if Trump got indicted, I think they are putting other people out there. I don't know if anybody agrees with me, but Chris Christie actually, to me, doesn't seem like he's as controlled as Ron DeSantis, because Chris Christie actually put Jared Kushner's dad in jail for a blackmail operation. So I think that's why he wasn't allowed in the Trump administration very much. But Jared Kushner's dad was involved in a blackmail ring, and Chris Christie actually put him in jail. So it could be a good sign, you know, if you had to pick
one. My issue with Chris Christie is that in his past administrations, there's been a lot of mistakes made, recklessness. And there was that whole thing about shutting down one lane on the bridge to I forget. I'll have to go research that. Anyway, we're pretty much at the end of the shows here. So I want to tell everybody, have a safe Memorial Day weekend. Take a break away from the news and decompress a little bit. And, you know, just try and relax. And let's see, the music should be playing here. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Mike Gaddy is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to support RBN. Have a safe weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday. I'll be back on Tuesday. Aloha, America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.